This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com.
Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing wrong, there's no money pound. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, be well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 888-273-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, so the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Brain health is a big topic that we talk quite a bit about here on the show, and it's becoming a big topic really in the medical and health world. The reason is there's so much going on with depression. Matter of fact, I think depression medications are one of the top two to prescribe medications for anything else that we see. And so more people are on antidepressants than just about anything else. So that has to do with brain chemistry. It has to do with how well our brain's functioning, and it also has to do with really, the basis behind it is what our lifestyle habits are, because exercise, we know, plays a big role with depression and the way our brain functions, but also certain nutritional deficiencies play a role, too. So if your brain's not getting enough vitamin B6, for example, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate, P5P, it can affect it. If you're not getting sleep that you need, it can affect all areas of the brain. So certain nutrients really become vital at that time that we need to get those in on a regular basis. And getting lab tests done, I'm a big fan of. I like having nutritional-based labs just to check and see what your overall nutritional deficiencies are and what your body's actually needing can make a big difference. But now ADHD has kind of been the big one that we hear and talk about, especially with younger people. But they say young children now that have ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, may experience problems or challenges socializing with their peers, they say. The reason is restless kids tend to be less attractive as play partners due to their problems with sustaining attention and rules, and being alert to other kids' ideas is with a limited understanding, they say, of turn-taking. So Sin Stung, who's a researcher, is an associate professor at the Regional Center for Child and Youth Mental Health Development in the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. So over there, they've done studies in child development socialization, and they found that the investigators looked at about 300 children in a follow-up process between 6 and 8 years young, and they characterized kids' social interactions, parents and teachers, and, of course, grouped everybody together. So the ones that had ADHD or struggled with ADHD, and this was, again, between about age 6 and 8, of course, they had a hard time paying attention, had a hard time focusing, right? Focus. And what happened is all children, they said, need social interaction with peers. For example, to facilitate social competence, when a child is rejected by their peers, it may lead to more restlessness as well as more aggression. So understanding why these children do not want to play with them, however, is a big piece of that. So that's why counseling plays a big role. But that's why a lot of kids are on the ADHD medications, right? So they're on the stimulants. And people don't realize that they're very, very difficult, I think, personally. You know, the FDA's cleared everything, obviously. And the doctors, the pediatricians that are prescribing it are going by the recommended standard of care. But it's still an amphetamine. It's still an upper. Now, there's different versions of these drugs now that are not in that class. But for the most part, we're seeing a lot of kids getting put on the medications, and they're saying that if they just let the ADHD go, they're having a hard time making friends, which can be tough for any child. You can't focus, can't listen, you know, it becomes more challenging. The medications do help that, but you have to step back and look. I think the bigger issue we've got to look at in something like this, and it comes down to the parents. It really does. And yes, I am pointing the finger, because as parents, we really have to set the stage for our kids and what they're eating at home. So parents, if you're eating a bunch of junk food, we know that a lot of junk food, processed food, not a lot of fruits and vegetables can lead towards some of the symptoms of ADHD. It's not just genetic. I mean, 85% of the root cause of most health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. We know that. So it comes down to our habits that we have every single day. Are genetics there? Sure. But it's not everything. And at the end of the day, we got to get in and figure out what better choices we can make and allow our kids to make so they're not just barely making it. And when ADHD puts you in a position as a child to have bad grades in school, right, poor performance, and it does. It causes you not to have as much focus, which becomes a challenge in socialization. So there's a lot of great things you can do for ADHD. At the website, you listen to on-call radio. If you go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com, that's InShapeNetwork.com. If you go there, you can check out a whole different little protocols and things that we have on the topics of ADHD and what you can do. And a lot of times you want to figure out what you can do, not what you can't do. But, you know, ADHD is a big challenge, no doubt about it. And what we want to do is we want to build the body up and the brain up with the right kind of nutrition for what it needs. It's a huge key. I mean, it really is a big piece when you're talking about what to do to build the brain up. And there's a great product called Alpha Brain. If you haven't checked it out, you go to Onnit. That's O-N-N-I-T. Onnit.com/InShape, I believe is it. So Onnit, Onnit.com/InShape. You can check it out. It's called Alpha Brain, but it's great for memory, for retention. It's kind of that multivitamin for the brain to keep your brain healthy and strong. You should check that out. I take it every day, and I've connected with this company, and I'm really impressed. They've got research studies behind it, university tested, and just a lot of great info. Plus, a lot of doctors are taking it. Of course, memory is extremely important for us, right, for what we do, and making sure that we retain a lot of information. And, yeah, a lot of docs use it. It helps with sleep, helps with optimal brain performance. It is really a great product. It's called Alpha Brain. Check it out, Onnit, Onnit.com/InShape. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. You can always go to the website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nora. Hi, Nora.
I am calling about a problem I've been having with my flank area on my left side. I've been to my primary care physician several times, and she's done things such as get an MRI, and she's been kind of treating me for back pain or disc problems, but I feel like it's something else, maybe internally.
It could be. I mean, but if they're doing the testing, you want to let them come up with that, because the tests don't lie. You know, that's the good news. And the good news is they can do the right kind of testing from multiple areas and start putting the puzzle together. So even though with your own intuition, you know, and really I say no one knows your body better than you do, but with your own intuition, you know something just doesn't feel right, typically that will show up in some of the testing. So I would just go with what your physicians have you doing. The biggest piece is understanding what it is. Once they do find that, then coming up with a game plan to really support the body all the way around. That's one of the big keys you want to look at. You definitely want to focus in, support the body, get it balanced, and you can do that by removing the inflammation, especially with something like that. That is a big key. All right, but keep us posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website and check it out. You can find all the info there that you need.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. It's all digital, all health. Brand new original shows and programming we're developing just for you. So if you want to catch our daily television show, a lot of people ask about that. You can find it there. We've got an app that's out. You can check that out. But our television show that's daily, also here on Call Radio, you can catch our show and replays of the show there. Easy to stay connected with us. That's what we want you to be able to do, is to stay connected, to be able to hear great information to help you and empower you and equip you with your health and with your life. That's what it's all about. Now, marriage is a big deal, okay? So marriage is one of the, you know, obviously there's different thoughts behind it, but we know it's one of the most sacred unions that we have. And now they're talking about, we hear a lot about being married, staying married, how it lengthens your life. There's another reason to get hitched, to stay hitched, they say. Research suggests that being single during midlife appears to raise the risk of premature death. So the finding applies specifically to American men and women who've already entered their 40s. And when the likelihood for continuing to live a ripe old age is high. However, investigators say marital status appears to significantly affect the odds, with those entering midlife single facing more than twice the risk of dying early than those who are part of a permanent partnership. Study lead author Eileen Sigler, who's a professor of medical psychology at the Department of Psychiatry at Duke University Medical Center, said the authors noted that Americans who reach the age of 40 can look forward to an average overall life expectancy of roughly about 83 years. And they said that a team out to assess how marital status might impact the figure by analyzing data collected by UNC Alumni Heart Study, which included more than about 4,800 men and women. They looked at this, of course, the different races and whatnot. But they said the influence of other behavioral factors like educational and professional attainments, smoking and alcohol histories, and exercise habits, they all weighed in on this. And it was really interesting because they said they suggested chronic loneliness could be one key element, among others, driving the mortality boost, which is a phenomenon they said would be increasingly important to get a handle as the population ages. So as a clinician, of course, there's a physician in this, Marky Bummer is a professor, but also as a clinician. So this helps me realize that when I'm working with baby boomers as couples or individuals, I need to make sure they have a good social network or a social support around them. If they're lonely, if they're by themselves, they're not around family, that makes a big difference, because it's going to make a big difference about your layout for the patient care. And also for your outcomes, because if you got somebody on 3 or 4 medications and they're all by themselves and they don't have a good social network like a church or a club or something that they have quite a few friends in, that makes a big difference for longevity. And no matter what your age, I mean, if you're 40 or 80, it makes a big difference. But the closeness of marriage, they say, and the trust that's built really does make a difference. That's why you see so many people that will lose a spouse, and then soon thereafter, the other spouse just goes downhill. It's because when you've been married for 60, 70 years, those people that have walked through marriages like that, it really just creates a massive impact on the couple together. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call. You want to ask a question, you don't want it to be on the air, you want to ask in private, you can still call the number, and of course they'll write it down and give it to me, and I'll make it part of the show as well. So just know that we're here for you. We'll help you any way that we can. That's what we're here for each and every day. We want to help you, encourage you, equip you, and give you the tools that you need. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. You can find the information there and get you the help that you need. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello, hi. Yes, I'm calling about my cholesterol levels being high, my bad, and I was wondering if there's something that I could take naturally to lower my bad cholesterol, because the doctor has me on Crestor at 10 milligrams, and it's not doing me, I think, any justice. I'm feeling some pain in the upper chest.
Well, it's a pain in the upper chest. One of the things you got to look at, and this is key, is, and this is something that you definitely want to take a look at more than anything. I would get testing done, no doubt about it, because it could be something so simple. I mean, really, it could be something very simple. It could be a deficiency of some kind, but it also could be something more serious. So I would definitely get it checked out again, maybe get a second opinion, and just have some of the basic testing done. EKG, they'll do some basics. And then get a good overall viewpoint of what's really happening, and then you can build a game plan from there. That is really what needs to be the main focus. Now, your eating habits, you want to make sure that you cut down a lot of the inflammatory conditions and inflammatory areas of the body. So a good anti-inflammatory diet is important. So you want to think about equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Those kind of foods really can impact and make a difference to take you really to the next level with your health. And something like that with cholesterol, remember, cholesterol is not a bad thing. We get really kind of freaked out over cholesterol. It's not as bad as we think. Okay, the LDL cholesterol, that's the low-density lipoproteins, that's the one that we have to be a little bit concerned about if it gets too elevated and you don't have enough HDL. So just to keep your mind wrapped around cholesterol to understand it, we need cholesterol, which is made from fat. We need that to make our hormones work effectively. It makes a lot of the different cells and properties that we have in the body work efficiently. If the body shoots out from the liver, so the liver sends out the LDL cholesterol, okay, and it goes and does its job, and then the HDL cholesterol is sent out to go get rid of the LDL. Now, if you have a ton of LDL, not enough HDL, that's when it sticks around, literally, in the arteries and can start building up plaquing. And that's where the concern is. But the cholesterol in general is not bad. But it's kind of like you want to make sure you have a high number on the HDL so you have a good, strong vacuum cleaner versus a dust buster. That's how I always recommend people understand that. If you understand that, then you get your HDL up, LDL comes down, and then you're doing great. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
U.S. USA Radio News with John
Hunt. U.S. economy entered a recession at the end of February as the coronavirus struck the nation, according to a group of economists, ending the longest expansion on record. The economists said that the employment, income, and spending all peaked in February, then fell sharply after the viral outbreak shut down businesses across the country, marking the downturn after nearly 11 full years of economic growth. A committee with the National Bureau of Economic Research determines when a recession begins. It broadly defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. For that reason, Enver typically waits longer before making that determination. In the previous recession, the committee did not declare the economy was in recession until December 2008, a year after it actually had begun. But in this case, Enver said the collapse in employment and incomes was so steep that it had to make a determination more quickly. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
New York City's transit system has reopened, and USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The head of the MTA, Pat Foy, is urging all subway and bus riders to still use face coverings. He also says the MTA is doing its part by doing very rigorous cleaning.
Every car is being disinfected every night, stations twice a day. We're going to continue that disinfecting. We're doing some really innovative piloting with ultraviolet light, which kills the COVID-19 virus.
Ridership was expected to soar come Monday morning as hundreds of thousands of people were expected to go back to work, but reports are ridership was light on both the subway and buses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. prosecutors and attorneys for Britain's Prince Andrew sniped at each other across the Atlantic, each saying the other side was to blame for the Duke's failure to participate in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking probe. Andrew's lawyer said in a statement that he's offered three times this year to speak with U.S. investigators after being assured that he has not and never been a target of their criminal investigation. Hours later, U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Jeffrey S. Berman, issued a statement saying the prince has tried to falsely portray himself to the public as eager and willing to cooperate, even as he repeatedly declines his interview. One of the women who was sexually abused by Epstein as a teenager, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, has claimed the financier flew her around the world on private planes to have sex with powerful men, including encounters with Andrew in London. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Go to InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day to take you where you are in your current state of health, to where you need to be. It's about thriving. It's about making it. And it's really about taking yourself to the next level. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So our choices really do matter. Food's important. I talk about it a lot. If you ever hear me talk about it, I talk about it a lot. Because food's our best medicine. And I really believe that, of course, outside of the toxins in the environment and and our choices, just our basic choices, whether to exercise or not, or our mental thoughts and the way we handle things, if we don't have our lifestyle choices right, then our life's not going to be right. But our foods, they matter. Our body takes the foods that we eat every single day and either makes good cells or bad cells. And so our choices are going to determine that so many different ways. So we're talking about salmon today, which I talk about often, but I want to get into some details about it. It's really the best source, in my opinion, okay? And a lot of the research will say it's one of the best sources, definitely the best fish, of the omega-3 fatty acids. So the omega-3 fats are something we just don't get in our diet. We just don't get it, but we need it. I mean, it's so important for heart health, for hormone health, for stabilizing blood sugar levels, for brain health. I mean, it's just amazing at what it does and how important it is and how we just can't live without it. So the amounts of EPA and DHA contained in salmon are pretty unusual and very, very high compared to other forms of fish. There are a lot of cardiovascular benefits that we look at. So the intake of fish rich in omega-3 fat, including salmon, is associated with decreased risk of numerous cardiovascular issues, including heart attack, stroke, heart arrhythmia, high blood pressure, and high triglycerides in the blood. The intake of omega-3 containing fish is also associated with improved metabolic markers for cardiovascular disease. Some cardiovascular benefits from omega-3 fat in fish, like salmon, start with only one omega-3 fish meal per week. And most of the benefits, however, start to show up in research studies with somewhat higher fish intake along the lines of 2 to 3 times a week. And in most studies, one serving of fish is approximately about 6 ounces. Studies of fish intake and cardiovascular risk sometimes measure benefits against the total grams of omega-3 fats, which is required for measurable cardiovascular protection. The big thing I love about it is the improved mood and cognition. So when you think about your mood going up and down, having highs and lows, or people that are stable, and then also the way you remember things. Okay, so the way that you think you can really keep a high mental ability with whatever you're dealing with, that makes a difference as well. So your intake of omega-3s and omega-3 containing fish is associated with decreased risk of depression, a decreased risk of hostility in some teenagers, and they're also showing this with a decreased risk of cognitive decline in older persons. So especially interesting in this area of fish intake, DHA and brain function in the relatively recent discovery of what we call protectins. Fascinating name. So protectins are special compounds made from DHA, and preliminary research studies have shown them to be a potentially important role as anti-inflammatory regulatory molecules, especially when produced by nerve tissue. So very important to see that. So researchers have speculated that at least some of the brain-related benefits from omega-3 fish can be due to conversion of DHA in that. Now, here's what's interesting. So people say, if I take omega-3 oils, like if I take cod liver oil, is it going to help my joints? And just by eating salmon every day, the answer is yes. So because omega-3 fish have so much research behind them, they have strong amounts of EPA that make a difference. The second type that's very important, it cuts down the inflammation. That's the DHA. What's interesting about the salmon, though, is it combines anti-inflammatory benefits that are related to the omega-3 content with anti-inflammatory benefits that are related to fat but not to proteins. It's really important. You're getting probably in about an 8-ounce piece of salmon, probably about a good 15-20 grams of the omega-3 fats, which the body readily absorbs, so it uses it. See, a lot of times if you do the vegan sources of omega-3s, like for example, squash has omega-3s in it, okay? But it's got what's called alpha-linolenic acid. It's the same thing in flaxseed. And you can do flax oil. There's a new one out called oleiflower oil, which is actually amazing, really is good. But see, it converts in the liver. And the challenge is that everybody converts it differently. So there's really no variable to say, okay, well, you're going to convert 80% of that into an omega-3, and you're going to convert 20% of it into an omega-3. There's just no way to, we don't know that. So it's kind of a gamble, if you will. But the better thing to understand and realize is that one of the keys we have to look at, and this is super important, but one of the keys we have to look at is in a situation like omega-3s is making sure you're getting enough consistently. You know, that's the big key. Now, it's the eye benefits, and that's why I like, but just to go back to that, that's why I like doing fish every day. And people get worried about the mercury and all that, but I get worried and concerned that we're not getting enough of the omega-3s, we're not doing enough to support our cholesterol levels and keep our hormones high the way they need to be, no matter what your age is, because when hormones are working well, you're working well. I mean, if not, just let your hormones get out of whack and see how your life is going. I mean, it really does throw a wrench in everything, and omega-3s are one of the main foundations for that. Eye benefits are really good too. So the omega-3 intake and consumption of omega-3 fish has been associated with decreased risk of two major eye-related conditions, macular degeneration, or we call it age-related macular degeneration, and chronic dry eye. In the case of macular degeneration, what happens is the retina, which is the back of the eyeball, begins to deteriorate and causes loss of vision. Two fish servings per week in the amount that's been shown to significantly decrease risk for the decreased risk of chronic eye, somewhat higher amount of omega-3 fish, 2 to 4 servings a week was the minimum amount needed, with about 5 to 6 weekly servings showing even greater reduction of risk. Now, the brain studies on omega-3 fish intake, dry eye studies have started to look specifically at neuropectins, protectins from DHA and salmon and other omega-3 fish. Pretty amazing. Decreased cancer risk. Here's another one. So the increased risk of fish and omega-3 is also associated with decreased risk for several types of cancer. These cancer types include colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, and even breast cancer. Now, they've done some studies, which is pretty amazing. We're talking about salmon and how powerful it is as an omega-3 fat. You're listening to On Call Radio, by the way, right here on the InShape Network. Give us a call. I'm going to take your calls in just a moment. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you tuned in. Food is our best medicine in so many different ways. And food, as I always say, can bring health to the body or it can take health out of the body. So our choices really do matter. So we're talking about that. Now, there's benefits to the protein and amino acid content that's in salmon as well. One of the biggest that we see is it's very supportive and creates a healing mechanism against a lot of the digestive-related conditions. So inflammatory bowel or irritable bowel. And then also we see things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's. So it's got a lot of protective measures against that. And there's a lot of benefits to the selenium. See, selenium is essential when you're taking omega-3s. If you don't get enough selenium, there's a major issue with lack of selenium or a deficiency in selenium and inflammation in the gut. So if you get inflammation in the gut or inflammation in the body, typically you're not getting enough selenium. And there's some strong links of a selenium deficiency to colorectal cancer. So just a couple of things to think about. Putting those together can really make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to Laura. Hi, Laura.
I'd like to know what the advantage or disadvantage is of a cleated supplement.
Well, here's the thing. With supplements, one of my favorites, and I'm pretty solid on this, I like vegetable capsules for a delivery method. It's one of my favorites. And supplements come in liquid. They come in hard capsules, or hard caplets, rather. And the coated caplets, typically, some absorb okay. It just depends. I really like the capsules that are my favorites. And the supplements that you always need to focus on, so the basics, we call them the foundational four. And the foundational four really give you a little bit of everything that you need. And that's a good whole food multivitamin that gives you all the different vitamins and minerals. And then a good digestive enzyme helps you break down the foods that you're eating on a regular basis. Because what happens is we don't have the enzymes in our foods that we used to have. The soil now is so depleted that we just don't have what we used to. And so that becomes a little bit of a challenge. So we want to make sure we're getting enough of that. And that's why the enzymes help you break down about 80 to 90% of the food you're eating versus about 20 or 30%. Then we've got good probiotics with good bacteria back in the digestive tract, right? And that helps for better immune system, better elimination, and then your fish oil. So the fish oil is a big one, really big one. We talked about omega-3 oil, which is I'm just a huge fan of. I personally like cod liver oil. You can do the vegan versions of that. The cod liver oil, I am a big fan of. Tablespoon a day for adults, teaspoon for kids, and it just works wonders. Really does. But yeah, supplements are important. Delivery method is very important, and quality does matter. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. We're going to jump in and grab more of your calls when we come back, plus social media. If you haven't jumped in and sent us something on Facebook or Twitter, you should. Send us something. We'll make it part of the show. And also, our daily television show is on. Go to InShape Network. You can see it there. And our lifestyle providers, always available. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Go to the website, go to InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day to help you, encourage you, and equip you to get the help that you need. So many times we struggle with our health, whether it's losing weight or feeling better, having more energy, or maybe just been diagnosed with several different things and you just don't know what to do. Well, just realize that the body can transition, and it can really restore if you give it what it needs. So many times it comes down to our daily lifestyle habits. We had an email that came in from Alpha Brain, and Alpha Brain, if you haven't checked it out, you go to Onnit. The name of the company is Onnit. Go to onnit.com/InShape, and you can check it out there. But it's a completely natural product. It's like a multivitamin for the brain. Go to onnit.com/InShape and check it out. Pretty amazing. So I use memory, cognition, better sleep patterns. It's pretty amazing. Here's a key. It helps you dream. And one of the telltale signs you're getting good sleep, good deep sleep, is if you're dreaming. If you're dreaming, you're sleeping well. If you're not, not so good. You're not getting into that deep stage that you need. But the email is James in Boston. He says, I just had some blood work done, and it looks like I have high cholesterol levels and high triglycerides. I don't eat a lot of fatty foods, so I'm a little stumped as to what's going on. There's genetic factors in that, James, but one of the keys you have to look at, especially when you're talking about cholesterol levels, is you want to make sure, and I mean every, no matter what, is that your diet is right. And I know you're saying, well, I don't eat a lot of fatty foods, but you kind of do need to eat fatty foods if you want to have good cholesterol levels. I mean, you want to have healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. You don't have a lot of saturated fat except coconut oil, so you don't want to do a lot of that, but you definitely want to eat the right kinds. That makes a difference. So, again, I would look overall and make sure you're getting enough fat in each day. Okay, count your avocados, your fish oils, and make sure you're getting enough of that to really make an impact in your health, because if you're not, yeah, that can definitely make a difference. And I've even seen people have too low of a cholesterol. That's actually something that can happen. So cholesterol can actually get too low, and it can start affecting hormone levels, it can start affecting energy levels, and it can just make a big difference. So again, eating more fats can make a big difference. And cutting out the sugars, that's going to help cut down the triglycerides. So your triglycerides, don't you think of like triglycerides? Basically, they're when you eat a lot of processed carbohydrates, it almost forms a glue-like substance. It mixes with the fats and can form a glue-like substance inside the arteries. And that's where a lot of the plaquing comes from. And that's where you have to be careful, because the plaquing is definitely something that's quite challenging that you have to be a little bit cautious with. And definitely keep that in mind. But if you do vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, it can cut down on the triglycerides as well. So again, there's just some help. And you get B5 out of things like red peppers. A lot of the fruits and vegetables contain B5. So if you're not getting fruits and vegetables on a regular basis, yes, that can make a difference. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Let's go to Carol. Hi, Carol.
I am calling about, I have an issue with progesterone. So I, for a while now, have had really low blood levels and problems around day 18 to 21 of my cycle, when the progesterone should actually be the highest, and it's like, it measures below the scale. My theory is that having the progesterone shot, the birth control shot, in the late 90s when it was new, has affected my ability to produce progesterone. I'm just curious if you guys have any ideas about how to bolster and protect and get more progesterone at that time. I'm 36, so a lot of the doctors don't. They're like, well, you're not, you know, going through menopause, so we can't really help you. So just curious.
It's frustrating, isn't it? Yeah. I know. It's one of those deals. Progesterone, and you're still really young, so don't, you know, definitely don't buy into the fact that you're, I know you're not in menopause, but you're still not, you know, some old lady either, right? So your body's still producing it for sure. And a lot of times there's just barriers that happens. And our food supply can be a big marker for that. So if you're eating a lot of processed foods and you're eating a lot of foods that maybe that are not hormone free. So if you're doing a lot of maybe poultry, chicken, if you're doing a lot of foods that maybe are not organic, that contain a lot of GMOs, those can start affecting and playing around with some of those areas. And I'll tell you, personal care products are a big area. So a lot of the chemicals we put on our skin, right, like detergents, lotions, the Environmental Working Group, you can check it out. It's a government agency. I mean, they post all this stuff on their website. I mean, they give all the warnings and everything else. It's amazing. It's not like anybody's hiding anything. They really lay it out. There's over 400 chemicals that are in a lot of our different personal care products. And many of them have potentially caused cancer, or they have the ability to in high doses, right? So there's safe, supposedly safe amounts in a lot of our personal care products. But there's a big one that is called an endocrine disruptor. And basically, when you put a lot of certain chemicals on the skin, right, 75% of what goes on the skin goes into the bloodstream, potentially that can start causing some issues. And that's been some theories that are out there that, again, that is not completely evidence-based on the medical side, but definitely some theories of what can be causing some of the issues with hormones. Now, I'll tell you another one, too, is if your diet is not right, if you're not getting enough fats in your diet, about 30 to 35% of your diet in healthy fats, that'll cause a big issue as well. So wild yam root is something to look into and do some research on, plus get some nutritional deficiency-based blood work done to check it all out. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, or we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.